Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5
QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Wait, Friday before St. Patrick's Day?
Yes, it's Friday.
Is this real life? I've had dreams about this day, and it's come true. Holy moly, man. And I tell you, we talked to the McDinton's people yesterday.
Yeah.
They were in here. We did a Facebook Live with them. You can find it on the 99.5 QYK Facebook page. They got me all excited talking about their green beers all weekend and Irish car bombs. Oh, man.
Dollar green beers. Just $1. That's dangerous. I feel like they almost need it to be more just for people to not.
Yeah,
like,
they said that was their kickoff party last night at McDinton's, dollar green beers. And I was tempted, so tempted to tell my wife I had a work event. And just go to McDinton's.
I just need $10 for this work event, right, for parking.
$10. And I'll need to Uber home after $10. I spend $10. That's awesome.
Man. It is. I can't wait. St. Patty's Day is so fun. I'm hoping that I'm feeling a little better this weekend. Well, but right now, the pollen is killing me.
It's kind of green pollen a little bit.
It's a theme for the weekend.
I know. I think you're okay. I just think it's more annoying than like sick.
Totally.
Yeah. Terrible, but you'll be all right. That green beer is going to wash all that away. You're going to feel like $1 million. You're going to feel so good.
I love that your advice is just so different than my mom. My mom is like, you know, you really should stay home this weekend.
Let me tell you, people like moms and doctors, when it comes to St. Patty's Day, they know nothing. I know everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got the best advice. So you're definitely going to have to just wash your sinus cavities down in green beer all weekend. It's going to be awesome.
Not with like a neti pot, just green beer.
Green beer, man.
Okay.
All right, so that's what's going on this weekend. Get excited for that. Also, 740, this is our last day this week. 3-day Country Thunder passes with that executive VIP bathroom. So we've been giving that away all week. 740, that's going to be your next chance to win. Tampa Bay's morning crew, Mark and Melanie. It's 99.5 QYK. All right, big Powerball drawing tomorrow night. So far, it's at $495 million.
Oh, my gosh. Come on. Mama needs a new pair of shoes.
Dude, could you imagine? All right, St. Patty's Day is Sunday. Everyone's going to be partying anyway. But can you imagine partying with an extra, $500 million in your pocket?
Because I would die, Mark.
What do you mean?
Because I would die.
No, don't die. You can't get the money and die. You gotta party it up.
Oh, my gosh. It's just so much money. And then, I don't know. How do you not just get out of control on St. Patty's Day?
Or the rest of your entire life, maybe. Like, every day, St. Patty's. Actually, that's what I'll do. Every day, if I win that money, I'm opening up a bar, and the name of the bar is Every Day is St. Patty's Day. Oh, my gosh.
You know how they have those Christmas pop-up bars?
Yeah.
And then you just
have it.
That's
what I'm talking about.
I mean, I'm
pretty
sure it's called an Irish pub, but either way.
Yeah, it's okay.
You should do it. Your money, you do what you want.
Thank you. Thank you. You're going to be VIP, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, you too, Kevin. You guys can drink anytime you want. It's all good. So if you win this tomorrow, I was sitting here crunching taxes and crunching all, like, the numbers and what you owe and stuff. You would have to forfeit if you took the cash option, which would be $300 million, and pay the taxes on that would be another $111 million. So $111 million off the $300 million.
Got it.
So, because, you know, you forget, like, you can get paid every year on that lottery if you want to win the whole thing or just take the one-time payout.
Nah, I'm doing the payout.
Okay, because you're paying $111 million off the
$300. Okay.
So you're... So you're
That's
walking
fine.
With about
I can live
100,
with 300 million.
Yeah, minus the 100. So
okay, I don't care.
Okay, I just.
I mean, I'll take a million at this point.
I was just going to say, I feel like as long as there's millions in it, you're like, good, sign me up.
Yes,
it's all good.
100%. All right. I cannot wait to get my tickets. You know, there's going to be a line. So if you're up right now already, you might as well just stop by the convenience store on your way into work before the lines get crazy.
It's true. Drawing's tomorrow night, but get it done now. Especially a lot of y'all that are going to be doing your pre-party tomorrow for St. Patrick's Day for the Sunday. Also on our website, we've got some unusual rituals to win this. Is this right?
Like, oh, yeah. So, you know, everyone has their own superstition, whether it's playing birthdays or important numbers to them, or should you get the quick picks? Well, this is an unusual lottery rituals list, and some of them are so crazy. One of them involves a pregnant woman's belly. That's all I'm going to say.
Like rubbing a pregnant woman's belly?
Well, you're supposed to take the ticket. And you're supposed to wave it over a pregnant woman's belly.
Like, does it have to be like your baby in the belly or anybody?
No, just anybody.
Oh my gosh. If you're pregnant right now, you could sell your services. You could have somebody wave tickets in front of your belly. Think about that. I'm just always thinking about the next business idea,
just
making money.
Just charge them $3 every time so that way you have enough money to buy another Powerball ticket with the bonus play.
No, that's ridiculous. Charge them $30 and you want a piece of the action if they win. Melanie, you got to up your standards a little bit.
Okay,
it's $3 is not enough.
Deep Fried Nashville, 99.5 QIK.
This is cool. We talked about this. Man, this is like a month ago when they announced Brett Young, Boyz II Men on Crossroads. And I was like, man, what's this going to sound like? Like, this is really cool. I'm excited to hear this. And we have a little taste. Check it out. I love this. Little sneak peek there. Boyz II Men, Brett Young.
This is my first CD ever.
Really?
Yeah. This and Mariah Carey. I got them both at the same time, but I remember for Christmas. I was so excited.
Isn't that funny that how you remember your first CD? Like what you bought?
Uh-huh.
It's so great. I love
that.
Well,
it was a big deal because I got the boom box or whatever. I mean, you had to get the boom box to play it.
I'm wondering.
Up until that point, I only had a Walkman, so.
I love it.
I sound so old
right now.
Those
big foam headphones, remember, with the Walkman? I wonder, was Brett Young even alive when they originally recorded this song? Like, I wonder.
I'm going to say yeah, because wasn't Motown Philly about early 90s,
maybe
right?
It was, okay.
Yeah, I think Brett Young is around the same age as me.
Brett Young, and then, okay, so he's teaming up with Boyz II Men. What else was popular back then? It was, oh my gosh, what? Belle Biv DeVoe, remember?
Belle Biv DeVoe,
BBD,
yeah,
the East Coast Family.
You know it.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, this is so cool. So that's a little sneak peek, Crossroads, Boyz II Men teaming up with Brett Young. That should be really, really good.
Oh, he's older than I am. He was definitely born. 37 years old is how old Brett Young is.
Is he really 37?
Yeah, so he's 7 years older than I am.
Yeah, so he was under the age of 10 when that song came out.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I always listened to music, though, that was a little bit more, because I was obsessed with radio. So I always listened to stuff that was probably a little bit older than me.
All right. I want to hear this again. No, hold on. That's Brett. It'll be interesting to see when the episode finally comes out. This is March 27th, a couple weeks away. What Brett song they team up with him on.
That's what I'm interested.
I'm really interested to hear that.
Say it's in case they have to do In Case You Didn't Know. I would think that maybe Boyz II Men version of it, and they'll nail it.
Crossroads was so cool when it came out, and I feel like it lost a little bit of the thunder. And now, though, this really has piqued my interest. Like, I'm really excited about this.
I think it'll be good, yeah.
All right, so that's March 27th, Crossroads, Boyz II Men, Brett Young. We've got some, more positive news about Miranda Lambert and locally here in the Tampa Bay area.
Yeah, so we talked about this earlier in the week about how Miranda Lambert and Mutt Nation, they were donating this massive amount of money to all of these animal shelters, given that she's gone through some not so pleasant headlines recently.
She's been some challenges in her personal life, although she did get married and seems happy.
Yeah.
But this was right after she dumped a bucket of salad on some woman's head in a restaurant in Nashville. So, you know, there were some up and down moments, certainly.
Yeah, so they donated a bunch of money to Mutts Across America to help local shelters. And one of them happens to be the one that we team up for Mutt Monday every single Monday. And it's Pet Pal Animal Shelter right here in St. Pete.
That is really, really cool. That was so great to see yesterday. Good job, Miranda Lambert. I know when she was here over the summer, she did her show. She did a big collection. And a lot of that collection also went to Pet Pal in St. Pete. So I think it's great that Miranda and her team, they really dig deep when they get into these individual cities and they look for those shelters that do great work. So
yeah,
that's really awesome. She's always been really big in the no-kill shelter work. Like, she's really worked
hard. I love
that
about her.
Yeah, she's worked hard to support that.
I love dog people.
Great news there from Miranda. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, as we get into St. Patrick's Day weekend, we had this idea where we would do bagpipe wake-ups where we would take huge Bluetooth speakers and we've loaded them with Irish bagpipe music, okay?
This is so great. This is all you. I mean, honestly, this is genius. I think it's hysterical.
Well, so here's the deal. We've sent the QIK and Mark and Melanie street team out to Trinity this morning. What we did the last couple days is we let you all sign up and kind of say, hey, we'd love to win some Country Thunder tickets. Can you come out and wake somebody up in my house with the Irish bagpipe music? We're like, yeah. All right. So we're going to hit a couple spots this morning. The first one is Trinity. And I know the QYK Street team has just pulled on the scene. So I feel like we're like doing live PD, like they're on the scene. Yeah. They're on the scene. So give us two songs and hopefully we'll check in with them live and they'll be ready to go. The idea here is, and I hope we pull this off.
I know, me too.
Is that we are going to be walking into the house and you guys will be listening to this on the radio with the street team. Okay. We'll have a live mic. You're going to hear them flip the bagpipe music on and we're going to hear somebody being awoken, unbelievable, with this just jarring, loud Irish bagpipe music, okay? So, two songs. Let's play two songs, and we'll go live to them. They're in Trinity this morning.
Someone is about to get a brutal wake-up call.
Bagpipe wake-ups on QYK. You're in some amazing, deep sleep. It's Friday, and, you know, look how dark it is outside because of the daylight saving.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, just out of the darkness of night comes blaring bagpipe music.
Oh, no.
Inches from your head while you're in your bedroom.
No.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. This is St. Patty's Day bagpipe wake-ups. We've got the QYK crew. We're at a house in Trinity. The woman's name is Bailey. Bailey set up her sister. I was just reading over why she set her up, and it has something to do with the Old Dominion concert last weekend in Plant City. Bailey's sister, last minute, like, didn't go to the concert. She bailed on her. So Bailey's like, let me set her up for a bagpipe wake-up from QYK. So
payback.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're doing this for Country Thunder tickets. Let's check in with Shelby, who is with the QYK crew. We got a whole crew out there. I know Captain Chris is out there, a bunch of people out there. But let's go live to Shelby. Shelby, you're there. You're all ready to go.
Okay, so we got the QYK team here at house number one. All right, Bailey, can you tell us a little bit about why we're here?
So my sister bailed on me for going to the Old Dominion concert, so I want to get her back.
Okay, so we're winning tickets here for Country Thunder, and we're going to wake her up with some bagpipes, loud music out of this speaker here.
Okay, they're heading down the, yes, they are. Okay, they're going. They're walking down the hall. Here we go.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. Good morning.
God.
Time to get up out of bed.
Oh, my God.
What? Good morning, sunshine.
Hi. QYK is here with some things. Your sister won a wake-up call for you.
Oh, my God. I can't see anything. I thought that was your friend.
Can't see anything.
You got some cool stuff here, and you also won a 3-day pass for you both to go to Country Thunder.
Oh, my God.
So congratulations, ladies. And good morning.
Good morning.
There you go. Great job, Shelby. All right, so there we go.
Oh, man, that's so brutal. You could hear how tired she was.
Let's do an instant replay. Here's just 1 second. They had already entered the room. Here's just 1 second before, and then the blaring bagpipes come on in the room. Here you go. Listen to that silence, and then.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. Good morning.
Oh, my God.
Time to get up out of bed.
Awesome. All right, there you go. Bagpipe wake-ups. Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's not over yet. They're on the way to another house.
Yes.
All right, get ready. Old Dominion, QYK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. Luke Bryan, Luke Combs, 3-day Country Thunder Platinum Passes on the way at 7:40.
Yeah, right.
We're about 23 minutes away from that 7:40 on 99.5 QYK. On the way next, you're going to love this. This made me feel great, Melanie. These are awful habits, but they're actually good for you. And listen, we all got bad habits. Y'all listening, I guarantee you there's something on this list that you do.
Maybe
you
bite your nails.
Right. Stuff, yeah, stuff
curse too much.
Just bad habits. And people are like, you shouldn't do that. It's a bad habit. I've got reasons why it's good that you do it. Like this
oh,
is
really?
No,
okay.
It's to make you feel great. I do two of these like hardcore, and I'm like, this makes me feel better.
It's not so bad.
Yeah. We'll tell you next after Luke Combs. It's QYK. Luke Combs, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Like I just mentioned before the song, Luke Combs, Luke Bryan, Country Thunder. We got the passes coming up at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK. All right, let's do these five bad habits. We'll take a list down to five. Doctors and scientists have teamed up. They believe that these five bad habits actually come with a silver lining. If you do these, this is actually good.
Okay.
Man, this makes you feel a lot better. Let's start with running late all the time. Just constantly running late.
Oh, I used to be guilty of this.
Maybe you want to go back to it. People who are late a lot tend to be people who expect the best, even when it's not realistic. You expect that things will work out in your favor, and most of the time it does.
Well, I will say that's true. I didn't realize, honestly, until I got older, how rude it was to be late. Now that I've been with Brian, and Brian is a very punctual person, I realize how important it is to be on time.
But you expect the best when you're running late.
Well, yeah, it was always like, oh, it'll be fine. They'll wait at the restaurant. They're having a drink. It'll all work out. But no, it's very rude to be late.
Chewing gum. Okay. Here's the thing about chewing gum. It makes you feel more alert. It boosts your mood. It reduces levels of stress.
This is you. You chew gum.
Sometimes. When I get into a habit, yeah, I really, like in a mode, I really go.
So I never, ever chew gum.
Yeah, well, I have a better mood, I guess.
I guess so.
Chewing a lot of gum. I'm in a better mood.
Even Kevin laughed at that one.
That was good.
Thanks for all your support. Kevin research. Back there, thanks for all your support. That was great. All right, daydreaming. I do this a lot.
Yes.
This Harvard study, this is crazy. It found that zoning out for about 12 minutes while working on a difficult task, it actually helps you find the solution. So daydreaming, just drifting off into another zone, actually is the solution to the problems.
Daydreaming is the best.
Using filler words like and ah. I'm really bad at this. It actually, these filler words, they help you absorb what someone else is saying. Because while you're using them, you're actually thinking about what these other people had just said to you.
Right.
So
you're maybe a better listener.
You're recalling what they said. Instead of worrying about responding, you're actually more worried about listening. So it's good.
That's interesting.
I worked at this radio station once. They hired this guy. This like speech thing to get me out of the zone of saying and ah once. It was so bad.
Really? You had a trainer?
I don't know what it was. I don't know what they called them. They spent a lot of money on it and it didn't really work. finally, complaining. All right, look, we all do this, right? But complaining has a silver lining. You have to do it right. If you complain effectively, meaning you complain about something that can be fixed, it actually has a direct result on the problem getting fixed. Here's the difference. You want to complain. You don't want to vent. Venting is bad. It solves nothing. Complaining about things that can be fixed is proven to be positive because things get done.
What? I can't stand people complaining all the time.
Well, maybe you should complain more.
Maybe I should complain about people complaining all the time.
Kevin, step up your complaining so we can get some things solved around here. Thanks, buddy.
Dang girl, look at you stopping.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Man, you ever have those little embarrassing moments and you just look back and you go, this is just so awkward. I want to get out of this moment right now. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. I'm in the gym yesterday with my cousin. My cousin Brandon and I go to the gym every day. And I got there a little earlier than him, so I was working out. I was doing this running for a minute, trying to do a warm-up. And this woman comes up the steps and looks at me, right? The machines are in rows. I'm in the first row. There's a row behind me.
Okay.
I didn't know there's anybody behind me, but working on doing anything.
Would you fart?
No.
Oh. Well, I didn't know. You were saying she was downwind.
You
know,
if you were my kids, you'd be in trouble. I don't let my kids say that word. I'm serious. You'd be in big trouble.
Well, good thing I'm not.
You'd be in your room. You know that, right? You'd be in your room.
Do I get to go to bed?
Do you have to go
Please
to bed?
Send
yeah.
Me.
Oh, you want to go to your room and go to bed? So this woman walks up and she kind of looks at me. And she does a little head thing and a smile. And I was like, so I did a little head thing and a smile back. Like, I don't think I know you, but okay, well, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
And then she stops and she does the old, like, rainbow wave and a big smile. And I look, and I'm like, well, I'm not doing the rainbow wave back. So I gave her the peace sign and a smile.
Give her the peace sign?
Yeah, just like, hey, you know what I mean? Just like, hey.
Is
like,
this the 70s?
I don't know what this is. I just know that I was working out. I don't know this lady. And then she stops and she puts her arms up like, hey. And
like, it's been forever since I've seen you.
And so I do the whole, I kind of wave like, come over here.
Yeah.
Like, First off, I gotta get a better look at you to see if I know you. And second of all, I'm trying to kill time, you know. And then I see she kind of moves her head to the right a little bit and looks at me with the most, like, puzzled look. And I was just like, and then I look down. I see her walking around the machines. I turn around. She's over there yakking it up with her friend that was behind me that I had no idea.
Oh.
I was like, man, and this has happened to me before where people wave and I'm like, hey. And then
so embarrassing.
They look at, so she knew that I was responding to all her things. Probably thinks I'm a huge creep.
She just thinks you're a nerd. She's like, did you see that guy who gave the peace sign?
I didn't know what to do. And I was just trying to work out. And I wish people had a little more social awareness than if somebody's in the middle of your, like, communication lanes.
Yeah.
Whether it's a peace sign, whether it's like a little, like, you put your fist up, like, what's up, thumbs up, or point or a wave. If somebody's in the middle of your communication lane, you can't do it. You have to wave it off and go and get so no one's in the middle.
Everyone's experienced this before, though. Been that monkey in the middle who ends up waving and is like, oh, yeah, who is this person?
So awkward when the other person sees that you're doing it.
Yes.
And nobody really knows what to do. So I don't know if I'm ever going to the gym again, to be honest with you. I feel like the story's out. Like, I'm like the awkward, weird, waving peace sign, what's up guy.
Give it 2 hours of your kids on spring break. I'm sure you'll end up at the gym again.
Back in the gym doing awkward waves. I know this happened to you, Melanie. We'll tell the story next. Yours was a little more, I think. You crushed a guy's dreams, but it was awkward.
Bad.
We'll tell you the story next. 99.5 QIK. Luke, and we got those Luke tickets to Chance Adama coming up in 5 minutes. Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QIK. All right, 5 minutes away. Country Thunder, Luke Bryan, Luke Combs, Toby Keith. Get ready for that. So I just told you this awkward story to Jim yesterday. Man, I still am so embarrassed and nervous to go back because...
You should be. You gave a peace sign.
Well, this woman was waving at another woman. I thought she was waving at me. I didn't know what to do, so I waved back, and then she noticed I waved at her, but she wasn't waving at me. She's probably telling her friends, this weird guy just waved at me. No, you waved at somebody in my direction. I didn't know what to do. I was either going to be the creepy guy or the rude guy. I picked creepy, I guess. I didn't know what to do.
Creepy is the way to go. You better play it safe. You're better off playing it safe.
Yeah, I feel like I can explain the other thing better other than like, hey, I waved, you didn't wave back. I'm like, well, I don't even know you, but I don't know.
And you never know, too, working in radio sometimes. Like, maybe she recognized you, and so you don't want to be rude.
I know. It's not always a good thing, though, because sometimes it's like, I heard what you said this morning. You know, I don't agree with that. Like, just let me work out. I don't know. So I know this happened to you. You said you were buying a cake.
Yeah, so I was in line just a day ago. I was in line at a bakery, and I was ordering a cake because Brian and I are having this little engagement party with our family. And so I'm in line to get this cake. This guy comes in, and the person at the bakery was in the back doing something. So if he first started off by, oh, okay, you know, where's the person? And we start talking. And then he continues talking. He's just like, oh, you didn't have work today? And he's chatting me up. And he's not married, by the way. He didn't have a ring on or anything.
Okay, but you have an engagement ring on.
But I have an engagement ring on. He did not notice that.
Okay.
And so he continues to talk to me. I'm not one of those people that thinks everybody's hitting on them. Because
But do you see where this is going? Like, could you start to feel it?
Oh, I knew.
Okay.
Because he was just talking to me the entire time.
Right.
And so I knew that he was hitting on me. And then finally he goes, oh, so what are you picking a cake up for? And I said, well, I'm putting an order in for our engagement party. And he goes, and he just starts laughing. And he goes, of course you are.
Poor
and then
guy.
He, like,
of
walked
course
away.
You are. Yeah.
And then he, like, there was nobody else there. And he walked away from me. In
talk
the line.
About.
Like, it was just me and him.
Talk about, you know how some people, they overuse the term waste of time? That guy truly wasted his time.
Like, I felt so bad. He was a sweet guy.
Trying to run game on you at the bakery, and then you're like, I'm here for my engagement cake.
He's like, of course you are. He just laughed, walked away.
Poor dude. Wonder if he wrote about you on the Craigslist misconnections. Probably there somewhere. Love. Jason Aldean, 99.5 QIK. All right, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. it's just a good vibe today because St. Patty's Day weekend, and I don't worry about the weather this weekend because it ain't going to be the best in Tampa Bay area. But
yeah, it doesn't matter if you're inside at a bar.
Well, or even outside at your favorite Irish bar, and they have a tent going on, like a tent party. So it's all good. Good vibe going on for that. Let's do the Mark and Melanie name game for these three-day Country Thunder passes. Now, this is the executive VIP bathroom, which comes to, I know it sounds crazy to say, but when you're out there for 3 days and it's Luke Bryan, Luke Combs, Toby Keith.
Yeah.
Dude, that air-conditioned, just clean bathroom, $1 million.
Think of it this way. Luke Bryan's about to go on. You just got yourself a beer. You want to go up there. You realize you got to go to the bathroom. You look over at the bathroom line with all the general admission people. The line is just a mile long. And then you go, oh, yeah, that's right. I get to go to the VIP executive bathroom. No line, super clean, probably air conditioned.
Yeah, no, I'll apologize for Melanie. She said get yourself a beer. You got 3 beers, man, because that's how you do it out there.
Oh, okay.
You order 3 beers at a time at Country Thunder.
Wrong.
Platinum package, so you're right up front, too. Great seats at Country Thunder. We're playing the name game. Callers 9 and 10, 800-992-1090.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QIK.
All right, it's Lori versus Gina this morning. Hi, Lori and Gina.
Hi.
Lori, you were the ninth caller. We're starting with you first. We're going to give you a category. Okay. You're going to name something in that category. And then, Gina, you'll have 3 seconds to name something back. Then you guys go back and forth. 3 seconds apiece is all you get. Lori, your category is things that are green. Go.
Shamrock. Beer. Jello. Clovers. Grass. Spinach. Leaves. Broccoli. Celery. Spices. Crayons. Oh, God.
3 seconds. Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Lori, you nailed it, girl. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations. I'm excited. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Your next shot to play, Mark and Melanie's name game, is Monday morning at 7:40 on 99.5 QYK.
All right, 2 songs away. We're doing this again. 99.5 QYK. Imagine being asleep. It's the dead of the morning. You're exhausted, but you're getting great sleep. You're in your bed in your house.
Oh, yes.
All of a sudden,
I'm there.
The door flies open. A bunch of strangers walk in.
What the heck?
They're in these QYK t-shirts. They've got these huge speakers, and out of the speakers come blaring bagpipe music.
Oh, turn it off.
This morning's bagpipe wake up on Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. We already did one this morning. We're giving away Country Thunder tickets, but we thought this is great for St. Patty's Day on Sunday.
Yeah.
People nominated, this is unbelievable, people nominated their own family members, people they're supposed to love, for us to to ambush their homes with bagpipe music and wake them up.
I cannot believe how many emails we got. We were back in the office just going through them all. It was like all these people just wanted to get back their significant others, their siblings.
We were in Trinity earlier this morning. We did a wake up. The QYK crew is now in Tampa, and we will get with them here in just about 2 songs. They just arrived on location. They're live. The subject is sleeping, and they are setting up to ambush the bedroom and blare bagpipe music. It's bagpipe wake-ups. Let's do 2 songs, and then we'll go live to them.
Okay.
99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right, bagpipe wake-ups this morning, St. Patty's Day this Sunday, and we've been getting in the mood. Earlier this week, we asked people, is there anybody in your home sleeping that you would like us to ambush in their bedroom while they're sleeping with the QYK Mark and Melanie street team? And we'll bring like these huge speakers.
Bagpipes. Yeah.
Bagpipes and bagpipe music is just crazy. I can't believe we had hundreds and hundreds of people like, sure. We'd love to ruin our loved one's day.
People love pranks, man. And it was apparent by the amount of emails that we got.
It's absolutely crazy. And so here we go. Shelby and the street team are out. Let's connect live with her, and we'll get the backstory about who she's with. And then let's just go ahead and do it now, guys.
Okay.
We'll just walk into the room, and I want everyone listening to the radio to hear this person sleeping being awoken by this unbelievable. This is a tsunami of bagpipes is what this is. Let's connect with Shelby. Who are you with, Shelby?
Okay, so we've got Michelle here, our lucky QIK winner for the wake-up call. Michelle, tell us who you won this for.
I won it for our daughter, Elena.
Okay, Elena. She has no idea.
She has no idea about any of this.
Wow. Okay, well, we're about ready to go up the stairs now. Stay tuned.
Okay, so Shelby and her team, they're walking down the hall here to go to this woman's room who is sleeping, their daughter. Ready to blast the bagpipe music.
Uh-oh.
You lead the way.
Poor thing has no idea.
Okay, here we go. They're going in the room. Here we go.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake up,
lady. Oh, my God.
Time to wake up with QIK.
Good morning. QIK
here.
Radio station.
This is driving me crazy. I can't imagine this girl in bed.
Are you alive?
And there you go. So not a lot of reaction. Not a lot of feedback from the person in bed. They did shoot some video over real quick. We saw she's doing good. She's in high school. She had to get up anyway, apparently.
I think she had to get dressed, too. Yes, she wasn't exactly fully clothed.
Apparently, she asked to get dressed. Here, just the replay again, and we'll take you back to just the second of absolute blissful silence of sleep, and then the interruption by bagpipes. It just hurts. I got to tell you, it hurts the soul.
Don't they use it to torture people in Guantanamo Bay or something? I've heard that rumor before.
I think it was so bad that they stopped doing it, didn't they?
Even they knew it was too mean.
Again, just enjoy these seconds of sleep right before this young girl, set up by her mom. Okay, listen to this. Oh. Well, listen, enjoy the Country Thunder tickets. Those are bagpipe wake-ups this morning.
In honor of St. Patty's Day weekend.
It's 99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. It's a big weekend because you got St. Patty's on Sunday. That's awesome. Everyone will be celebrating on a weekend.
St. Patty's is so fun. I'm wearing a Guinness little crop top that I got at Target.
Well,
I'm all excited. I got my outfit ready.
That'll look great. I know you're going to light up your Instagram stories with that. That'll be good.
You stay off of them after.
No. You got to do it, man. And then, of course, the Powerball tomorrow night is probably going to be around $500 million once tomorrow gets here. It's at $495 right now.
Unbelievable.
Melanie, you've got this great, great list of ideas of things you can do to possibly increase your chances to win the Powerball tomorrow night and maybe never return to work or your real life.
Yeah.
You can create your own new real life.
Your new life is St. Patty's Day.
It'd be every day St. Patty's
every
Day.
Every single day.
God, I would love that.
Are you superstitious when it comes to buying tickets? Do you have some certain numbers that you do all the time?
I will be if I need to be. You just tell me what I need to do. Okay. Usually I'm not. Like I do the quick pick. They tell you that that wins more often than not.
That's what I do, and you're the one who told me to always do the bonus on it now. So now
each one of my
tickets is a dollar more because of you.
Yep.
But it could be a big payoff.
I love how now it's because of me because you haven't won yet, but when you win, it's like because of you.
No, 100% that's why.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so these are unusual lottery rituals that people swear by. I have never heard of these, but I'll start with number 10. Stick a large silver coin in your shoe when you're buying your ticket.
Okay.
Number 9 is use numbers you found in a fortune cookie. I never even look at the numbers. I look at what it says, and then that's it.
I'm just too busy adding
you
in,
have luck.
In like, bed at the end of the fortune cookies. I still play that game where you read the fortune cookie, but then at the end of it, you add in bed. You ever done that?
Oh, yeah.
Such a kid.
Use numbers that came to you in a dream. So if you feel like for some reason there was a number that came to you, you've got to play it. That was number 8. Number 7 is carry a good luck charm, like a rabbit's foot. Do people still do this?
No.
A horseshoe or a rabbit's foot or maybe a lucky penny.
Yeah, let me tell you, if you walk into the gas station with a horseshoe, they're going to call 911. Like, this guy's that is about to rob us with horseshoes.
Oh, man. They'll just be like, oh, Florida people, man. Number 6, choose your numbers by adding up all numbers in your personal data. So, like, you take your birthday and it's 425. You're supposed to add it together use 29.
A lot of work. I mean, I just want to win the money.
Well, this may up your chance. Ask for your lotto ticket to be given to you by the clerk's right hand. People believe this stuff.
Again, another way to get thrown out, man.
3, walk into the store where you buy your ticket, starting with your left foot. And then we've got the top 2.
Now I feel like I have to do all this stuff because I've heard. I kind of believe, like, once you hear this stuff, if you ignore it, then it's your fault. Like, now I got to do this.
We are going to look like just the weirdest people at the gas station today. Just hold on. Let me line myself. Somebody's holding the door and you're like, oh, crap. What foot do I use? Oh, left foot.
We're the people. Why there's all those rules on the doors of the convenience stores. Like, we're the people. Like, now it's going to, you know, it's like you must have a shirt on. And then there's going to be like no horseshoes.
Leave your rabbit feet at home.
Please do not request that you hand stuff with certain hands. You know what I mean?
Like, no, this is the one that's going to get you kicked out. Number 2, it gets weirder. You're supposed to take your ticket, and then you're supposed to wave it over a pregnant woman's belly.
Oh, my gosh.
That is, okay,
I can't believe I missed out. And all my wife's been, we've had 5 kids, and I've never done this once. I could have been a billionaire already.
You could have.
Man.
Missed opportunity. Number 1 is also, it involves waving your lottery ticket, and you are supposed to wave it over a black cat.
There's a friendly black cat in my neighborhood, Sylvester. I can do it.
All right, well, you find Sylvester.
I will.
I'm going to go find one of my pregnant friends.
All right.
And then we'll just do some waving.
We'll be millionaires.
And then we won't be here Monday.
It's the key to becoming a billionaire. Pregnant women and black cats, everybody.
Yep. The full list is up to 99.5 QIK.
Check that out and get free money. It's 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right. So here we go with nutbags north of Florida.
These stories make me feel good.
Now, a lot of shows do, you know, they'll do stories about crazy people in Florida. But we decided, hey, what about the 49 other states? Why do they get a pass? Why are they off the hook?
It's not all on us.
Get out of here. So this is nutbags north of Florida. These people, they are
crazy.
All right, we're going to read you the stories
they
right
now.
They
can't help it.
I don't think they can, actually. I think it's let's go up to Michigan, where 31-year-old Jerry Drain broke into an apartment owned by 2 women.
Okay.
The women realized somebody had broken because they were watching TV together. They started smelling food burning. They walked in and the 31-year-old Jerry was burning tortillas on the stovetop.
What? A man was cooking in their home and they didn't even notice?
He was drunk. He broke in. They demanded he leave. When they did, he actually grabbed a can of soup, opened it in front of them, and chugged it.
What?
One of the other roommates was busy calling 911. The police were there very quickly. They apprehended the inebriated Drain, and everything is fine. He was taken into custody and is due back in court.
Mm, what happened to the tortillas?
They were burned.
They were just burned.
Yeah. So, you know, man breaks in.
Such a waste.
He burns tortillas, but he chugged. I do like the chugging the can of soup right out of the can.
Ew,
like that
soup, though?
Crazy.
All right. So nutbags north of Florida. Let's go over to, I like this. Let's go to Seattle. This is great. This woman decided to sneak chicken nuggets into a club because she knew she'd be hungry later. Right?
Oh, my gosh. Why do I kind of applaud her? That's amazing.
Only way to sneak them in, she stuffed them in her bra. Okay. She was clubbing with the chicken nuggets in her bra.
With the chicken club. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Okay. She wound up meeting a guy in the club and forgot that the nuggets were in there. Okay?
Stop.
She goes home with the guy.
Stop.
Things start happening. The nuggets fall out. The guy asked her to leave.
Oh, man.
So there you go. That's nutbags north of Florida. Just when you thought everybody down here was nuts.
Crazy.
That's what you have
just
there.
Just such a waste of food today in these stories. I mean, tortillas, chicken
burned
nuggets.
Burned and slamming soup right out of the can. But I will say, I do like her style because you're in a club. You know you're going to be hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of keeps you somewhat sober. You're over there in the corner just, you know what I mean, just slamming chicken nuggets.
Everybody else is like, man, I'm so hungry. We should leave and go get pizza. And you're like, no, I'm going to keep dancing.
By the way, that's great advice for this weekend, for St. Patrick's Day weekend. That's great advice. Sneaking chicken nuggets in?
Stuff chicken nuggets into your bra.
Great advice.
Okay.
A lot of drinking on St. Patty.
In the humidity of Florida, you're sweating on chicken nuggets.
Now it just got bad.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.